No, I feel good. You know, these are the dog days of camp, and we just kind of have to keep our nose to the grindstone, just keep on working and coming out here and putting these kind of days in the bank, because you know this is when you build your toughness as a team and your mental toughness, your physical toughness, and so we're just going to keep on grinding and get through it.
I'm just going to do everything I can possibly do, everything they ask me to do. I can't just pick one part of my game out. You don't do that as an athlete. You try to pick everything that you're good at and try to perfect it even more, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to perfect it. Every day I come out here and practice, and you know I'm not worried about anything else or anybody else.
I just love playing the game and just being on defense, and especially with a lot of the guys I got to play with, man. It's just an experience and a half, and I'm just super grateful. So I gotta really pick up and really work hard so I don't let those guys down, whoever I'm with.
The coaches do a good job of getting us prepared, you know, the whole off season coming in and putting in the work. You know, a lot of it is part of being a pro yourself and putting in the extra work. But like I said, they do a good job here of getting you prepared for camp because they know the type of program they're going to run.
No, not at all. Definitely with the help of Hightower, Allen Branch, Michael Brown, and the rest of the vets, Gino, Trey. They helped me out a lot, tremendously, learning different games, learning different stunts, learning different fronts, learning everything pretty much. And any question I have, I go to them.
He knows a lot. He's done a lot of good things, and he's an amazing player. So anything that he can mentor me on or give me tips at, I'm going to sit there and listen and hopefully learn some of the things that he's experienced in the decade that he played.